From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. reacted cautiously Tuesday to an offer by North Korea to halt nuclear testing and hold talks with Washington. The offer was made public by South Korea after its delegation returned from meetings with North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un. The two Koreas are to meet in an April summit. President Donald Trump says the U.S.-led global pressure campaign aimed at the North's nuclear missile programs was key.
The sanctions have been very, very strong and very biting, and we don't want that to happen. So I really believe they are sincere. I hope they're sincere. We're going to soon find out.
However, a senior administration official said the North Koreans have earned our skepticism. That view was shared Tuesday by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats.
North Korea has to agree to not possess nuclear capability. And until that happens, we cannot have an agreement with them. And that is our position. And so we'll see what happens here. Maybe this is a breakthrough. I seriously doubt it. But like I said, hope springs eternal.
Vice President Mike Pence said the maximum pressure campaign on Pyongyang would continue. A U.S. official said planned joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises will go on as planned next month. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, ahead of a trip to Africa, said in a speech Tuesday, the U.S. approach to development assistance is quite different from that of China.
Chinese investment does have the potential to address Africa's infrastructure gap, but its approach has led to mounting debt and few, if any, jobs in most countries. When coupled with the political and fiscal pressure, this endangers Africa's natural resources and its long-term economic political stability.
Tillerson said, in contrast, the U.S. aims to build capacity so countries can stand on their own two feet. This is VOA News. A Russian military transport crashed in Syria Tuesday, killing all 39 on board. The Kremlin said the cause was technical malfunction. Meanwhile, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert blasted Russia for its complicity in the carnage in the besieged rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta.
Russia and Assad regime continues to ignore the terms of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions. Russia repeatedly delayed the adoption of the resolution, and it's pretty clear now why they were reluctant to vote for it. They had no intention of following it.
Meanwhile, the U.N.'s Commission of Inquiry Tuesday said a Russian plane was responsible for the deaths of more than 80 people during an airstrike in Idlib province. It also blamed the U.S.-led coalition for a strike last March on a school that left 150 civilians dead. President Trump has remained firm in his view that stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are necessary. Mr. Trump singled out the European Union in remarks Tuesday.
They make it almost impossible for us to do business with them, and yet they send their cars and everything else back into the United States. And they can do whatever they'd like, but if they do that, then we put a big tax of 25% on their cars, and believe me, they won't be doing it very long.
Later, economic advisor Gary Cohn, an opponent of tariffs, announced he'll leave the White House. Mexico Tuesday vowed to retaliate. Speaking alongside Mr. Trump at the White House, visiting Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said he's convinced tariffs will hurt everyone. Australia and East Timor moved to end a long-running dispute by signing a treaty at UN headquarters involving a maritime border and lucrative underwater gas reserves. Julie Bishop is Australia's foreign minister.
The treaty is an important step that opens the way to develop a rich shared resource, the Greater Sunrise gas fields.
The gas field in the Timor Sea is projected to hold more than 5 trillion cubic feet of gas and more than 200 million barrels of condensates worth up to $40 billion. More earthquakes rocked the southern highlands region of Papua New Guinea early Wednesday, adding to the death toll that followed a major 7.5 magnitude quake February 26 and a series of aftershocks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Iran of a darkness descending on the Middle East.
Iran is building an aggressive empire. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen. More to come.
Speaking in Washington to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Israeli leader pointed to Iranian bases in Syria and plans to build guided missile factories in both Syria and Lebanon. A letter penned by famed German-born physicist Albert Einstein sold in Jerusalem Tuesday for over $100,000. The letter discussed one of Einstein's groundbreaking theories. It was sent from Berlin in 1928 to a mathematician about the third state of the theory of relativity. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.